What's up, sunshine? It's time to shine. Coy Wire here with the daily 10 minutes of news, and welcome back to our wall of friends, which got a spooktacular glow up. Our news associate, Sabrina, taking some of your incredible art and swag and showing it off to the world. Like this, Miss Webster's class at Riverview High School in Warsaw, Ohio. Magnificent. And this is pretty special. Miss Packingham at Andover High School in Andover, Minnesota. She sent me this notebook from one of our amazing students, Jack. He created illustrations about every CNN 10 episode that he watched during the school year. Amazing stuff. And remember, today's Your Word Wednesday, so listen up to see if the vocab word you submitted helped us write today's show. Let's get to it.
We start with an update on the ongoing U.S. government shutdown that brought parts of the country to a halt. The shutdown has now passed the one-week mark, and its impact is being felt in some surprising places. Here's the message one pilot at California's Hollywood Burbank Airport got as he was preparing to take off Monday afternoon.
Just getting a headset on. He said everything's closed for, like, our clearances.
Clearances closed, grounds closed, locals closed. The tower is closed due to staffing. So you just contact SoCal on the 800 number in the green book for your clearance.
An air traffic control tower had to temporarily close due to staffing shortages. It's just one example of how the hiatus is impacting vital government professions like air traffic controllers. Our Pete Muntean has more.
Burbank is the real interesting one because the staffing shortage there was so deep that the tower there went into what's called ATC-0, meaning no air traffic controllers working. Pilots were asking controllers, as you heard in the lead-in there, what to do. And it essentially turns into the airport, instead of a crossing guard like the control tower, it turns into like a four-way stop. So they just have to see and avoid other airplanes that are in the area. Remember, this very same thing happened during the 35-day shutdown back in 2019. When controllers started calling out sick, that led to ground stops and delays in some of the busiest swaths of airspace in the country. It was pretty quickly thereafter that lawmakers reached a deal ending this government shutdown.
We'll bring you more about the U.S. government shutdown and its impact as we learn more this week. Pop quiz, hot shot. What particle is responsible for electromagnetic force? Photon, neutron, graviton, or Higgs boson? If you said photon, keep shining. Every color of light has different energy photons. Blue light photons are more energetic than red light ones, did you know? Every day this week, winners of the Nobel Prizes will be announced. The Foundation awards prizes annually to those who embody the pinnacle of their fields. The latest, the Nobel Prize in Physics, which goes to trailblazing physicists John Clark, Michel Devoré, and John Martinez for their work in the realm of quantum physics. They share the award for the, quote, discovery of macroscopic quantum mechanical tunneling and energy quantization in an electric circuit. Just as I predicted in my Nobel Prize winners bracket. Their experiment, done more than 40 years ago, helped revolutionize our understanding of quantum mechanics, which describes how matter behaves at or below the scale of an atom. To Florida now, where conservationists are busy implementing an enormous restoration plan for one of the largest wetlands in the world, the Everglades. But it once was nearly twice that size, did you know, before canals and dams altered its landscape. Today on Call to Earth, we'll witness the monumental task of bringing back its natural flow.
Right now, we're standing in the Everglades. It's the largest tropical wetland in the United States, and it's an incredible diverse habitat. This ecosystem is home to more than 2,000 species of plants and animals.
Known as the River of Grass, the Everglades begin at Lake Okeechobee and flow south through cypress swamps, sawgrass marshes, and mangrove forests before spilling out into Florida Bay.
This is peat soil, unique to the Everglades, and it functions to capture carbon from the atmosphere and store it. It's one of the most important features of the Everglades and something that we work hard to protect.
Natalie Aguirre is a scientist with the Everglades Foundation, one of many groups working to restore and protect this iconic wetland.
At the end of the 19th century, as people started moving to South Florida, they started agriculture, building roads, cities, and all of that diverted the natural flow of the Everglades.
Decades of human development drained the Everglades, polluted its waters, and threw its delicate ecosystem off balance, impacting many plant and animal species along the way.
That's when we started realizing that all of this water is connected and that something needed to be done to restore this ecosystem.
In 2000, the U.S. government established the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan to remove barriers and bring back its natural flow.
The Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan involves 68 different projects across South Florida. It's a very complex project, but the benefits are worth it because we need enough fresh water coming south to maintain the biodiversity and the other functions that the Everglades provide us. It protects us from hurricanes and storms. It helps us with flooding, and it provides drinking water for 9 million South Floridians.
Just south of Lake Okeechobee, the crown jewel of the restoration plan is taking shape in the Everglades Agricultural Area, or EAA, led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
The EAA Reservoir is a mega civil works project. It reconnects the freshwater from Lake Okeechobee to the heart of the central Everglades. It holds water so that it can be redelivered back to the Everglades in the right distribution with good quality.
Basically, all this area where we're standing right now will be full of water. What you see around us is limestone that is natural from this location. We're repurposing it and making it engineered material for the construction of the reservoir.
Expected to be completed by 2034, this reservoir will work in conjunction with stormwater treatment areas, or STAs, that filter out excess agricultural runoff, like phosphorus, which can lead to harmful algae blooms and negatively impact wildlife. While restoration is in various stages, and there may be decades to go before total completion, Natalie says they're already seeing the positive effects of their work.
There's ongoing scientific investigation to understand truly the impacts that more fresh water has on the system. So scientists are already reporting countless more birds and other organisms compared to years past.
The lesson we've learned over time is that for all of us to live here, we have to be in balance with nature, because nature is our path to our sustainability and our future for all of our communities.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, Burly Beast getting beautified for a festival that is one of a kind. Water buffaloes in Thailand getting a glow up for the country's annual Water Buffalo Festival. You heard that right. It marks the beginning of harvest season by celebrating these beautiful bovines that were once vital to Thai culture. There's a parade and a 100-meter buffalo dash. Eat your heart out, Kentucky Derby. The water buffalo population there that was once in decline as a result of farmers turning to modern tech like tractors, but these contests actually helped to revive interest in the animals. In 2017, the country even declared a National Thai Buffalo Conservation Day. Buffalo, yeah. All right, very excited. This Friday is October 10th, 10-10, and we are highlighting one of you. Maybe you or your friends or your team pulled off something incredible this year. Maybe aced an important exam, learned a new skill or dance, or did something to help those in your community. Send an email with your parents' permission to cnn10@cnn.com, or post photos or an edited video on the socials with the hashtag MyCNN10, tagging at Coy Wire and at CNN10, including the who's and what's about what we're seeing, along with your school, city, and state in the comments, so we can help you tell your story. Congrats to Mr. Neighbor and Kamiak High School in Washington for submitting hiatus today, a noun that means a pause or gap in a sequence or series or process. Thank you for boosting our vocabulary. Our shout out of the day goes to the Lovett School in Atlanta, Georgia. Mr. Wurzba, rise up. Thank you for making us part of your day. Go out, be a difference maker for someone today. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.